Amen. Amen. Please pray. I feel a little burdened this morning. And to do that, it's hard to just pray God to just take care of that. All right. Let's look at James chapter 4. And I'm going to begin in, let's see here. I've got one verse on my heart, but let me see where the Lord wants us. Well, he just showed me. Verse 11. Let's start in verse number 11. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. Amen. Boy, now that ain't what I'm going to preach on, I don't think. We better be careful what we're saying about our brother and sister in Christ. You said, but you don't know what they've done to me. It don't matter. He said, speak not evil one of another, brethren. Anybody been guilty of that? I don't know what God's going to do now. I haven't time passed. Thank God he's forgiven me. What burdens me, though, God can speak to us sometimes and we still won't listen. I'm not going to go there. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Let's just finish. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You may be seated. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading, amen, of the scripture this morning. I don't know why you came to the house of the Lord this morning, and only you and God know why you're here. But I know that you're here, and amen. You say, well, did you know that I particularly was going to be here? Well, I expect all of the members of Going Home Church to be here. Amen, because you have an obligation to the house of the Lord. First of all, you have an obligation to God. Amen, then you have an obligation to be in God's house. As I began to ask the Lord to show us, this verse of Scripture came to my mind, I guess a week ago, several days ago. And I thought, Lord, when do you want me to preach this, or do you want it preached? I've used it many, many times in many different sermons. But I'm going to take, amen, verse number 14 as a text this morning. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanisheth away. I ran over a poem this morning, and you have to pay very close attention. It's a little lengthy, amen, but it was of a story. It's in a poem related story. And it's called Jenny's Moonlight Ride. Jenny was so happy about the house they had found. For once in her life, it was the right side of town. She unpacked her things and with excitement and ease as summer flowed through her new room in a breeze. How wonderful it was to have her own room. School would be starting. She'd have new friends soon. There'd be sleepovers and parties. She was so happy. It's exactly the way she wanted her life to be. On the first day of school, everything went great. She made some new friends and even got her first date. She thought everything went great. It says, I'm going to be popular. That has been my dream because I just got a date with the star of the team. To be known in this school, you must have a big rep. And going out with this guy would be her first real step. There was only one problem that was stopping her fate. Her parents had said she was too young to date. Any of you young people ever heard that? Well, I just won't tell them the entire truth. They won't know the difference. What's there to lose? Jenny asked to stay with her friends that night. Her parents disagreed but said all right. Excited, she got ready for the big night out. But as she got ready and rushed about, she began to feel guilty about the fact she'd lied. But what's wrong with pizza, a party, and a moonlight ride? Well, the pizza was good and the party was great, but the moonlight ride was just would just have to wait. For Jeff was half drunk before the clock struck 9, but he kissed her and said that he was just fine. Then the room filled with smoke and Jeff took a puff. Jenny couldn't believe he was smoking that stuff. Now Jeff was ready to ride to the point, but only after he had smoked one more joint. They jumped in the car for the moonlight ride, not thinking that he was too drunk to drive. They safely made it to the point at last, but Jeff started trying to make a pass. A pass is not what Jenny wanted at all. Perhaps my parents were right. Maybe I am too young. Boy, how could I ever have been so dumb? With all of her might, she pushed Jeff away. Please take me home. I don't want to stay. Jeff cranked up the engine and floored the gas. In a matter of seconds, they were going too fast. As Jeff drove on in a fit of wild anger, Jenny knew that her life was in danger. She begged and pleaded for him to slow down, but he just got faster as they neared the town. Just let me get home. I'll confess that I lied. I really went out for a moonlight ride. Then all of a sudden, she saw a big flash. Oh, God, please help. We're going to crash. She doesn't remember the force of impact, just that everything all of a sudden went black. She felt someone pull her from the twisted rubble and heard, call an ambulance. These kids are in trouble. Voices she heard, a few words at best, but she knew there were two cars involved in the wreck. Then wondered to herself if Jeff was alive and if the people in the other car were all right. She awoke in the hospital to faces so sad. You've been in a wreck and it looks pretty bad. Then voices echoed inside her head as they gently told her that Jeff was dead. They said, Jenny, we've done all we can do, but it looks as if we'll lose you too. But the people in the other car, Jenny cried. We're sorry, Jenny, they also died. Jenny prayed, God forgive me for what I've done. I only wanted to have just one night of fun. Tell those people's family I've made their lives dim and wish I could return their families to them. Tell my mom and my dad I'm sorry I lied and that it's all my fault. So many have died. Oh, nurse, won't you please tell them that for me? The nurse just stood there. She never agreed, but took Jeannie's hand with tears in her eyes. And a few moments later, Jeannie had died. A man asked the nurse why she didn't do her best to bid that girl her one last request. She looked at the man with eyes so sad because the ones in the other car were her mom and dad. This story is sad and unpleasant, but true. So young people, take heed. It could have been you. Now that's related to a young person. Let me tell you something, friend. The Bible tells us here in the book of James, amen, and really he's saying life is uncertain, but he's telling us that, amen, we don't need to take thought for tomorrow. The Bible teaches that, because tomorrow will take care of itself. Amen. What God's laid upon my heart, you say, preacher, that's a sad story. But let me just say this, the Bible also teaches us, amen, there in verse 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. Let me tell you something, friend. If you're here today and you're saved, you ought to thank God you're saved. How many know you're saved? But if you're here today and you say, preacher, I'm not ready to die. I'm not ready to meet the Lord. Well, let me just say this, amen, this morning. Amen, this young lady, and that's why a lot of people, and y'all are young people, and people, they live like, amen, that they've got the rest of their lives. Let me tell you something. God's no respecter of persons, amen. He said, what is your life? He goes on down to say there, but he says there, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. Oh, by the way, we need to remember the Riddle family. Amen, Brother Norman Wilson. Amen, of the Primitive Quartet. Amen. You, how many's heard about that? You've heard the Primitive Quartet. Amen. Of course, amen. It's a great, great gospel song, gospel singers. But you know, he went out to meet his maker. See, Norman didn't think the other day when he walked in the woods, Brother Rex, amen, that he was going to die. Amen. They said he was bear hunting. Amen. Looked at the bear, they said, took three deep breaths. Amen. And fell over dead. Amen. I'm talking about, well, he didn't know he was going to die. Let me tell you something, friend. You're here this morning. Amen. But you don't know when you're going to die. The Bible does say in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, whether we want to believe that or not. Amen. Listen, all people are living for is for themselves. Amen. It's for the good time they can have right now. But I'm going to tell you, everybody sitting in this service, you're going to die. Somebody said, oh, preacher, unless you go in the rapture, even if you go in the rapture, you're still going to die. You're just going to be changed. Amen.
Right. Amen.
I need your help. Amen. Because it is appointed unto men once to die. Let me tell you something. Death is a reality. Amen. Life is fragile. Amen. Life is a serious matter. Amen. You know, amen, that we're on borrowed time. We're on borrowed time. Amen. I mean, listen, what do you mean borrowed time, preacher? Amen. When I say that, many people think that we're given 70 years of life. Amen. I believe the Bible speaks of, so I'm not went back to and recounted the scripture there. Amen. And they say, well, if you live beyond 70, that's just really borrowed time. Well, let me just stop right there and say this. Amen. God knows when you're going to die. Amen. And thank God, amen, every day, God, every second God gives us, every breath God gives us, we ought to give God the glory. Amen. Hey, and by the way, only things that done in this life that's ever going to matter is what you've done for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He tells us there, amen, whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. You know what? I might be dead tomorrow. You might be dead tomorrow. I appreciate these little old kids giving me these cards. But you know what? Just cause they're young. Every young person in here don't mean, hey man, how old are you, Caleb? 14 years. Did you say 14? 14 years old. Amen. Hey, you know, I was reading this morning, amen, of a 14-year-old boy and some of his friends, amen, were out and they were sniffing Scotch Guard. Amen, sniffing Scotch Guard. And you know what? And died. 14 years old. I've noticed, hey, how old are you, Sawyer? 8 years old. How old are you, young man? 9 years old. Have we got a 10-year-old in here? Alright, Magenta's 10-year-old. You said, preacher, what's your point? God's no respecter of persons. 10 years old. Amen. A little old boy was sitting on the back pew listening to his mama and his daddy and hit the singing group, gospel singing group, practice singing. And the little 10-year-old boy fell over dead with a heart attack. You say, preacher, I'm too young to die. Let me tell you something, friend. God's no respecter of person. And one day we will meet our maker. Amen. But our young people, and not just our young people alive, we're living life like, hey, tomorrow's going to come. We're going to get up in the morning. We're going to brush our teeth. But hey, but the reality is the undertaker, amen, might be taking your clothes off. He's going to die. We don't know what tomorrow holds, do we, church? And if we worried about what... Hey, but I'm thankful I know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Amen. And by the way, if we could see the future, we would be depressed. I think, amen. Other than I'm saved and I'm born again, and thank God the one future event will be the rapture, amen, of the church. Amen. I said we're living on borrowed time. You know, they say the average lifespan worldwide is less than 70 years. The average lifespan. How many is 70 years and younger? 70 years and older. How many is 69 and over? Lift your hand. 69 and over. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, the average worldwide of death is less than 70 years old. How many 65 and older? 60 and older. Amen. 50 and older. Amen. Say, see, 45 and older. What are you getting at, preacher? Hey, you said, but preacher, if we go by that timeline, if I'm 46 years old, 56, 66, I don't know how much time I got left. Amen. But all I know, if it's less than 70, I got about 20 more years. How many's with me? Have we put that in perspective yet? How old are you, Keith? 48. 58, 68. If it's less than 70, you might have 15, 20 years left. According to the average. Has that sunk into our brain yet? At 20 years old, I didn't think I'm going to die. I didn't think about death, but I'm going to be honest. The older I get, the more I think about, I'm 46 years old. How much time do I have? See, Adam and Jessica, they're sitting there this morning young. Sprite, amen. In love, somebody say amen. Got the world ahead of them, hallelujah. And they don't think that much about that. You don't sit and think how I'm going to look when I get 70 year old, do you? No. How many knows that the longer you live, the older you get, the more you think about it? The older I get, the more, amen, I think about it. And you say, well, why is that? Oh, by the way, I'm going to say it again. We don't know what tomorrow holds, amen. But listen to what he said. For what is your life? What is your life? Amen. Listen to me. I mean, how many is here? What, are you happy? What is your life? How many's happy this morning? Now don't lie to the preacher. Do you have peace in your heart? I mean, are you enjoying your life? It took me 40-some years, and I'll keep repeating it, and I'll just keep repeating it again. It took me 40-some years, Sister Rita, amen, but I'm finally learning, and I've had to remind my family this week, amen, I'm not going to live. Amen, you steal my joy. Life's too short. Life's too short. So I used to and still get upset. I ain't saying I won't get upset, but I'm learning, what I can't control, amen, that I ain't going to worry about, amen. I'll leave it in the Lord's hands. Somebody say amen right there. God knows who He's speaking to this morning, amen. Quit letting sneaking people, amen, steal your joy, hallelujah. And situations and circumstances, I'm happy. Thank the Lord. I love the Lord. Amen. I'm happy and I have peace and I'm going to enjoy my life. Amen. Amen. Do you know that the enemy will try his best to make pastoring and preaching? Do you know that the enemy will try his best to make preaching and pastoring, amen, a chore to, for me? Let me tell you something, amen. Worrying about a sermon, worrying about what am I going to preach, amen. All this kind of stuff, and it gets burdensome, and amen. You finally just have wreck and say, Lord, it ain't up to me anyway. You say, what you going to preach tonight? I don't know, and I prayed just about all week. Lord, what you going to give me, amen. And you say, if you got a thought, well, there's some things click, but I ain't settled, hallelujah. I mean, it's with you, but I'm learning, amen, to trust the Lord more and more, amen. Hey, listen, what is your life? How many's enjoying your life? If you ain't enjoying your life, amen, learn to enjoy your life, amen. Hey, what are the most important things in your life? Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. I tell you where my treasure is, it's in heaven, hallelujah. Thank the Lord, I got my eyes, amen, on glory. What are your plans for the future? Well, preacher, I got many plans. Or do you have any? Or don't you have any? I mean, where is God in your priority list? Amen. Is your family a happy place to be? Huh? Is your family a happy place to be? What is your life? What is your life? I mean, has your life, hey, I'm talking about right now, you can have the best, hey, what you make out of your life is what you make out of your life. Amen. You can either serve the devil or you can serve the Lord. Amen. I'm like Jeremiah, I believe it was, said, and as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Amen. Oh, and by the way, the devil, amen, he'll keep bringing things up in your past. Amen. To keep you worrying, keep you, amen. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. If God's forgiven it, it's forgotten. Amen. Hey, and what he's catching to the sea of forgiveness, hey, you have no right to go fish it back up again. Amen. Just like a scab. Hey, listen, when mama tells you not to pick that scab, she's trying to tell you, amen, for your own good, because if you pick it, it'll get infected. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we need to take our own advice. Amen. I'm saying, listen, the devil's got some people in this church this morning. The enemy's got some people in this church this morning. You can't enjoy your life. And you're saying, well, what is my life? Amen. From right now, I think I mentioned it. Amen. Had a little bit. Well, anyway, from right now on, amen, you can make of what you want to. You can have a good day. I preach Wednesday night, I believe, on. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, can be one of the good old days. Tomorrow could be one of the good old days. Amen. You can make out of it what you want to make out of it. Oh, and by the way, you said, preacher, well, how many's praying for the preacher? I said life is fragile. Amen. And it's a serious message. Amen. When I say, and it's life is a serious matter. James tells us the briefness of life itself. I mean, hey, as the older you get, the shorter time gets. When I was 19 years old, amen, I got married. Let me tell you something I didn't think about. Hey, it seemed like days, amen, just kept getting longer. Amen. Hey, it seemed like years just kept getting longer. Now I look back, amen, at 46 years old. See, they ain't got a clue on the front pew beside Rex. Amen. Praise the Lord. You better enjoy those. But let me tell you something. In the Lord right now, and you know what? But you know what just joys my soul is I've seen a young couple start young. I've seen them start young in the Lord. Amen. Had too many, amen, have wasted their life. Amen. Up in their years. I'm talking about 40s and 50 years old. Ain't 60 and 70 waiting until they gave their heart to eyes to the Lord. Hey, what a joy it is. What a joy it is that we see young people serving the, oh, by the way, everybody ain't doing the things of the world. Amen. I'll get to. What is your life? I'll say it again. How is? I said was living on borrowed time. Does anybody know you're going to die tomorrow? How many seen that commercial? That's man looks at a little piece of paper and it says he doesn't realize his heart attack's going to happen tomorrow. Anybody seen that commercial? He don't know that his heart attack is going to happen tomorrow. Let me ask you a question. If you knew you was going to have a heart attack tomorrow, a massive heart attack. They said that's what happened to Norman Wilson. If you knew you was going to have a massive heart attack tomorrow, what would you do this morning in this service? But the thing about it is you're gambling with your soul. You say, I don't know, I ain't going to have a... Hey, Norman didn't know he was going to die. Amen, in the woods. He didn't know that. Matter of fact, we don't know that an airplane ain't going to fall out of the sky and hit this church this morning. Amen. But I'm asking you, if God gave you a piece of paper and said, you're going to die tomorrow. 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., you're going to die with a massive heart attack. What would you do in this service? But the thing of it is, amen, you don't know if tomorrow might not be your day. 1 o'clock might not be your time to go into eternity. But yet you'll walk out that door and you'll gamble with your soul. You'll gamble with your life. I'll say it again, life is short. Amen. God said, hey, listen, that's one of the greatest questions of life. Amen. Is what is your life? In other words, what's the meaning of life? Amen. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God.
Amen.
And keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep His commandments. Let me tell you something. People fear God like they needed to fear God. You couldn't have got them in the house of God this morning. But fear God, that's the whole duty of man. And keep the commandments. I fear God. Oh yeah, sure you do. You put your cross on when you get in the house of God. You take it back off when you get out of the house of God. That ain't fearing God. You come in God's house, amen. Amen. And everybody thinks you're holy, but you cuss like a sailor when you get out there. I need your help this morning, amen. Amen. Hey, you ain't got, you young people, you ain't got your mom and daddy. Hey, you ain't got God folks. You might have mom and daddy folks. You ain't got God folks. Oh, and by the way, you husbands and you wives, amen. Hey, you think you got people fooled, amen. But let me tell you something. God sees you. He knows you. Amen. He knows your being, and be sure your sin will find you out. It'll find you out. God's giving warning, 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 warning. Is this your life's warning? The conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Mark 12:30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, he said. What? We've got to back up right there. Don't you answer me, but do you love the Lord thy God with all your heart? All your heart. Oh, I love the Lord with all my heart, preacher, with all of it. Let me ask you another question. Do you love the Lord with all your soul? With all your mind? With all your strength? Do you love the Lord? Oh, I love the Lord, preacher, with all that. Then there's a nasty word comes out of your mouth. We're living on borrowed time. It's going to be quick. Number one, life is short. The Bible says there, He said, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. And then vanisheth away. You know what a vapor is? You take a tea kettle. I ain't got one at the house, but I've seen them. You take a tea kettle and you put it on the stove. You turn up that burner, and a few minutes that water start boiling. That thing will start whistling. Why is it whistling? Because that steams are coming out. It'll create and generate steam. And that steam will come about 6 inches to a foot above that tea kettle. Then you don't see it no more. That's a vapor. Amen. Then when you cut the heat down off of that thing, amen, what happens? That vapor leaves. He said, what is your life? It says, even a vapor. I don't want to scare nobody this morning. How old are you, Jessica? 28 years old. 28 years old. Morgan, I ain't trying to make... Listen, y'all be proud of your age. And I mean that seriously. How old are you? 73 years old. Now, there's a pretty good difference between 28 and 73. You'd say, well, I would look at Margaret and say her life's a vapor because of her age. Wouldn't you? Look at Jessica and you would think, but her life is a vapor. It's like a vapor. You're here, and then you're gone. I ain't trying to scare you. We might be doing her funeral. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to scare you.
Amen.
Listen to me. Might be doing my funeral. Mm-hmm. 4 days a week.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? We're here. The Lord give us an example of life that it's here and then it's gone. For a little time, it's there. Then you're gone. Hey, and then everything. Hey, but let me tell you something. I want my life, amen, to count. I want my life to count. When they roll my body up, amen, in this church, if I have to go by the way of the grave, oh, by the way, I want my funeral in the church. I don't want it in a funeral home.
Amen.
I want mine in the house of God, amen. That's all I ask of my wife, amen. Well, nothing I ask, amen. Every time you get to preach, don't talk, just preach, amen, and give an altar call, hallelujah. Let me ask yourself a question. I've been in funerals lately. Glory to God, amen. Everybody's going to heaven. Everybody. Every funeral just about I've ever been in, not all of them, but just about everyone, 99.9% is going to heaven. How many funerals you been to that they went to hell? We got quiet.
Amen.
I've even walked out of funerals before, and people were looking, and I've done the funerals, and listen, I only preach anybody into heaven by the testimony they've ever left me or by what the family's given me. And I make that clear in the funeral. Because I really can't preach them nowhere.
That's right.
I can't preach them to heaven other than the testimony you give me or the family gives me. Amen. And I preached a man's funeral one time. Amen. Preached that he went to heaven. Preached that he's in a better place only because of the testimony he gave me. He personally said, I'm ready to meet God. And then I go walk out on the porch, walk down the steps of the funeral home. A lady looks at me, amen, that used to be a member of this church. Amen. And says, well, that ain't the same man I knew. When was the last time you went to a funeral and they went to hell? Be bad, I'd like to see your hand. Everybody's with me. Everybody's saved. Everybody's heart changes. Well, they were a good person. Goodness ain't going to get you there. Just because you got a name on a roll of a church ain't getting you there. Just because Elizabeth and Travis, amen, were baptized here a few weeks ago, that ain't going to get you there. The blood of Jesus Christ, amen, in your life is just like a vapor. Hey, if you're ever going to do anything for the Lord, you better get it done. Jesus is coming. And we're not promised tomorrow. It's short. It's too short to hold grudges. I'll say it again. It's too short to hold grudges. But preacher, they done me wrong. Sometimes I'll have to eat it. Anybody ever have to just eat it and go home and serve the Lord? Well, I'll get them back. I need you to pay attention right here. You need to pay attention right here. All eyes on the preacher. I'll get them back. You think you get them back. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will recompense. See, we want revenge and we try to get it. And we'll do it just enough to think we got justice. But in all reality, you ain't got nothing. In all reality, you just got trouble on your heart because you did not listen to God and give it to the Lord's hand.
Amen.
Life's too short to hold a grudge.
Yeah.
There might be some apologizing somebody needs to be doing to somebody in this church this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. I don't apologize to nobody. Yeah, you'll never get to heaven. Because if you ain't careful, that grudge you get to hate, and hate ain't going.
Amen.
Did I say that right or not?
Amen.
Somebody might need to do some apologizing. Yes, ma'am. Lord didn't call her to preach, but she's doing some good preaching up here. Said if you, amen. Say it again. If you don't forgive your brother's trespass, Lord won't forgive you your trespass. Amen. That's right. Amen. One of the four Gospels. Amen. Could be the book of Matthew. How are you going to? Well, preacher, why is the Lord letting me do this morning? Life is short. It's too short to hold grudges. I know people. I know a lady right now. A lady right now. Not in this church. A lady right now. That has not spoke to her mom and dad. For how many years? Years on top of years. Now you say, but now you don't know the whole situation. No. But family's family. Uh-oh. We hit a mud hole there, didn't we? We have only a certain number of days on this earth. How many believe that your days are numbered? Now I believe you can extend your life. God can add to your days. He did Hezekiah. When he prayed and he turned his head toward the wall and prayed, you remember that? God added 15 years to his life. Oh, by the way, you young people in here, if you don't want to live long, just do not obey your parents. And you'll die. A short life. That ain't scripture, but that's the truth. Amen. That's more or less what that scripture said. In other words, you want to shorten your days, you be disobedient to your parents. But you can add to your days if you'll honor. Amen. How many say amen to that? That your days may be long upon the earth if you'll honor. Say it. You want to live long? Honor your mama. Honor your daddy. Amen. All you kids, honor your mama and dad. They love you. And when mama says you can't do it, I know you get upset. And sometimes when grandma says and papa says you can't do it, somebody say amen. Life's too short. Death is certain. Number two, you can't escape death. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this is judgment. Angie, would you come to the piano? I'm going to try to close. No amount of money can turn death away. I don't care how rich you are. We've had several prominent rich men in McDowell County in the last 20 years. Two in particular took their life. I'm not going to name names. Cut their life. You say they had money? Well, that's the word that I got. They wasn't poor. They could have had some money. But ended up taking their life. They ain't no amount of money. And there's people out here. Brian, they're scratch off tickets. And they're just a searching. They're buying their lottery tickets and they're just a searching for that happiness. Oh, if I only had, if I could only win those thousands of dollars, if I only could win those millions of dollars, I'd be happy. No amount of money will turn death away. No kind of fame will persuade death to overlook you. The richest man. Death doesn't care if you were a millionaire.
Death doesn't care what kind of high position you got. He don't care if you're a movie star. He don't care if you're a football. I mean the greatest football player. He doesn't care if you're the greatest basketball player. He doesn't care if you're the greatest baseball player. Death don't care. And as it is appointed unto men once to die. Thirdly, eternity is forever. Forever. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that doeth knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Eternity is a long time. Longer than this sermon. And there's a rich man that lifted his eyes up then in torments in Luke chapter 16. You remember Lazarus and the rich man? Lazarus was laying at the gate begging. Amen. The beggar. The rich man lifted up his eyes being in torments. You say, oh, people try their best to say that was a parable. Let me tell you something. The Lord does have parables in the four Gospels of the Word of God. But I mean, any time that God and the Word of God says and that pronounces a man's name, it's not a parable. It was a true story. And that rich man lifts up his eyes being in hell. Tormented in the flame. And oh, by the way, you ain't going to just burn up and it's going to be over with. See, that rich man had his senses. If you'll read that chapter there and you'll read, amen, about the rich man that died and lifted up his eyes to hell, he could see. He could hear. He could smell. He could feel. How many's with me this morning? And there's no way out of eternity. You ain't going to burn up. Well, all my friends will be there. Yeah, they'll be there, but they won't be your friend. They'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You'll be begging God, but it'll be too late. No way out of eternity. Your choice has got to be made today. I said at the beginning of this service, today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. What is your life? It's a vapor. You say, preacher, you said you didn't want to scare Jessica. I don't want to scare Jessica or Adam to thinking she's going to die soon. Amen, that's in God's time. That's in God's hand. I don't want to think that I said I could be buried this week. You can be buried this week. I don't want to scare you. But let me tell you this, if you're here lost, I wish somebody could scare you. I wish God could uncap hell and just let you share one glimpse of hell. Hey, did you know if McDowell County, God would just split McDowell County, amen, and let everybody in McDowell County just see a glimpse. I'm talking about just here. Just a second of it. You know there'd be people repenting all over McDowell County. Let's all stand our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. That's what God's given me. Nobody looking around. Now God has spoke to somebody because He don't give a sermon like this. That He don't speak to someone. So I'm going to let them sing and this altar's open. Come on this morning, friend. Come on for the Lord, would you? As they sing.
The invitation given. Won't you come to Jesus while there's time? Tomorrow could be too late. You never know when. Jesus even all the way. And it seems that I can almost hear all of heaven say, build a new mansion, write a new name, shine a I